Good afternoon and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. My name is Rafael Caleb, also known as Raf. The Boldness, it's a platform where people talk about their lived experience of disability, about what's going on in the disability community from a disability perspective. And it's also Disability Pride Month is in July, so we're doing some bonus interviews. And this person is one of the best qualified people to share their experiences about what is going on. I've known them for 35 years. They started an organisation called Skitsy Inc. They've been a mentor at Writers Victoria, also at Wild at Heart Community Art Songwriting Groups. They won the Access Inclusion Award at Melbourne Fringe, and they've done lots and lots of things in the community, especially around invisible disabilities. Would you please welcome the one and only Heidi Everett to The Boldness? How are you doing today, Heidi?
Good, thanks, Raphael. It's really good to connect with you again.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on The Boldness, because there's always a lot of things of what you are doing now. What does Disability Pride Month mean to Heidi?
Where do we start? Well, you know, it's a month where we get to celebrate all the complexities of disability culture and disability identity. Because awareness days, to me, they tend to focus on the symptoms and the overcoming and the celebrations of disability or health conditions, whereas Disability Pride Month is actually the whole rounded picture of what it's like to be disabled and all the complexities of that. So it includes, you know, all the incredible advocacy and the political voice of disabled people. And for me, that's particularly interesting this year because mental health is starting to get more and more talked about in the public sphere. And so it seems to be something more and more, like every year, I think Disability Pride Month gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more communities join in. It's very political, but it's very personal too. So please be part of it.
Well, I said, Heidi, I'm going to actually let people share a quote from you, which is, people with complex mental health are fully paid up members of disability culture because we know what it's like to be disabled by other people's attitudes, structures and systems. Don't be ashamed of an illness. Be proud of your wisdom.
Now, I should have said that.
Well, it is actually what it's kind of like, is that I'm in the fortunate position. I know that you have said that because it is from an email which you've given me, and I've got the email in front of me, which makes it a lot easier to know what's going on. Now, is that with Skitsy Inc., it's working with some local councils and hosting client society community events around town, exploring the disabled experience of mental health. Now, what is actually coming up with this?
Like, Kind Society was, it's a concept that I'm stitching together with local councils. And it's a response because local councils ask me, you know, what can we do to improve mental health on the streets in community? And it's always a tricky question because, they're looking at cleaning up cities and making the streets prettier. It's not necessarily working with or for people with complex trauma. So what I try and get across with Kind Society for Disability Pride Month in particular is that trauma happens to disabled people too. And that's you know, trying to fit into an abled society can be incredibly distressing and difficult. So kind society looks at the whole cross-section of humanity and says, right, what are our environments and societies and structures and attitudes doing that we could do better to, you know, welcome and accommodate and embrace people of all persuasions rather than a society that hurts people? How do we create a society that is compassionate for people? And the other word that I love is dignity. There's a difference between empathy and dignity. It's very good to be empathetic to people's experiences and pain and be present to that. But dignity is a doing word. You actually have to do something to promote and create dignity. And that's what I try and look at with kind society events, is questioning our societies and our systems to say, where can we infuse dignity more?
Well,
and so, yeah.
Well, as I said, Heidi, there's at the Terrabine Kind Society at Reservoir Library on Saturday, the 19th of July. What is that event?
Darabin Council and Banyul Council and in some form or another Melbourne have supported me to produce events at their library. So the libraries in Australia, I reckon, should actually be given governance roles because librarians are doing amazing things. So we've got the library up there at Reservoir Library on the 25th of July.
Is that the one at Reservoir Library? Is on the 19th. Is on Saturday, July 19th of July.
Yes. So Darabin is 19th of July and Banyul is Friday the 25th of July. So they're similar events. So they've both got panels of some of my most admired disabled leaders in the arts. And disabled artists are advocates and political in the very nature of being a disabled artist. So they're leaders, you know, global leaders in disability rights and culture. So the Darabin one has four panelists and, you know, Carly Finlay, Hayal Aspinall, Laura Petinuzzo, and Rachel Edmonds. And I'm sure you at least know one of those people out there listening. I'm sure you know at least one of those amazing artist advocates, actors and writers and provocateurs. So we're on a panel and we're exploring the disabled experience of mental health. And that's, you know, it's all encompassing. It's mental health, distress and trauma, but it's also the spirit of disability and identity of disability and how that, you know, interconnects with our place in the world, and whether that's a positive experience or not is very sort of dependent on the environment. It's one thing to be incredibly, you know, at peace in your own home, but what happens when you go out that door? Does that peace stay or does that peace get dismantled bit by bit? And so we're going to explore that a bit in the panel.
And also on the 19th of July, there are performances by artists with lived experience of diverse mental health, and it's a catered event too.
Yeah, so both events are catered. So, I mean, what's a community event without food? It's pretty dry, so there's going to be food at both events. And both events have performances by lived experience artists in mental health art. So, you know, some Skitsy performance artists, and including Sandy Jeffs, the most amazing mad poet in Australia, the author. They'll be reading some poetry and doing a few words about Larundel, which is nearby, and some, you know, some movement pieces and comedy. And the one at Banyul on Friday the 25th of July in the evening at Ivanhoe Library That's a panel with three more amazing disabled arts leaders. So that's the astounding Janice Florence from Weave Theatre and Eva Seffers from A New You and visual artist Jeremy Hawkes. And again, we're exploring the same similar topic, the disabled experience of mental health. So either one of those events, oh my gosh, you know, this is world-class, world-leading community of incredible, innovative leaders in the world. So if you can get to one, that would be amazing. If you can get to both, well, you deserve a T-shirt.
Well, is that, Heidi, where can, is that a ticketed event?
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to go to the Darabin one at Reservoir Library, just check out the Darabin Library's What's On and look for Kind Society or Disability Pride Month. And then the Banyul Council one, go to Banyul or Ivanhoe Library, What's On, and Google Kind Society. So they're both called Kind Society.
Right. And where it has the Melbourne Kind Society pop-up at the City Library, connect all month, books and info by disabled authors and organisations, and that's in Flinders Lane.
Yeah, so if you're walking or moving past Flinders Lane at all, pop into Melbourne Library. Not many people know that Melbourne has its own library. It's not just the State Library of colonial, you know, yeehaw. It's actually, we've actually got a library in Melbourne too, like a real proper library, and it's in Flinders Lane near Flinders Station. They, if you go in the front door there, just to the right, there's a display, and you're very, very welcome to put flyers up for your organisation or your work or yourself, put some business cards up, some links to some local disabled resources, some community groups, and also if you know that there's a book on the shelf in the library, put it on the display. Maybe you've got your own book on the shelf there.
Well, look, at some of the authors you may like to come across, which nearly all libraries should sell, is that, Heidi, you are a published author. My friend Fox, there was Say Hello by Carly Finlay that has come out as well. And during the course of the show, there's a couple of other books that will come back to me as well, that people have actually published. They're great organisations, and where the library and Ross House is located, it is between, it's in Flinders Lane between, if you enter in from, it's between Elizabeth Street and Swanson Street, and that makes it very easy to find. If you're on one of those two streets, on Flinders Lane, it walks straight up towards it. Okay, and that is also open weekend Melbourne with at Ross House, Skitsy Inc. headquarters on Saturday the 26th. What's happening there?
Ross House is the home of Skitsy Inc. We're currently sitting here in our little shack down the corridor. And Ross House is the only cooperative-owned office block in the country, notwithstanding First Nations and diverse office blocks. But, you know, in the city, here we are, five stories of amazing social impact, social justice, grassroots, lived experience-led, not-for-profit organisations whirring away, doing some incredible work to progress society to a place where we all want to be. I think there's about 60 members of Ross House in various corners of the globe. And so on that weekend, the 25th and 26th, it's called Open Weekend Melbourne, and all these historical buildings have flung open their doors and you can go and have a sticky beak inside. You do need to book tickets, unfortunately. So just Google Open Weekend Melbourne and see what takes your interest. And Ross House is on the, what date did you say, Raph? The 26th?
Is that, I have got it here as Rossau Schizzi Inc. headquarters, Saturday, the 26th of July.
Yeah, thank you. So I think that's Saturday. Yeah. So all day, Ross House will be open and you can mosey around and check out some of the organisations here, connect with people, see some displays, attend some pop-up workshops. Yeah, and just, you know, I've got to tell you, Ross House is the centre of all progressive universe, I think. Something they need fixing, we're here.
And Ross House is located at 247 Flinders Lane. And again, Flinders Lane, it's bordered basically by Elizabeth Street and Swanson Street. And it's almost directly opposite a cafe called Renetti's, which is almost directly opposite. And if you see Brunetti's, Ross House is almost directly opposite, and it's a nice little landmark to make it easy for people to find.
Yeah, and it's fully accessible too. So street level, toilets, lift, everything is accessible. Where we are on level three, we've got Deafblind Victoria in the corridor too, and so I love being on level three because it's always a hive of activity, and it's also where reception is. Come and visit, come and see Ross House.
Well, we're actually going to say that with Ross House in the front windows, there's a big display there of what's going on there. It's extremely informative, and Schizzi Inc. may have some work on display down there.
Yeah, so Schizzi Inc. has a art studio at Abbotsford Convent called Sidas, and some of the artists have created some visual artworks to go into a display here on the day, and I think some of the other community members have contributed artworks too. Come and have a look at that and support Schizzi Inc. artists. I think there's a heap of stuff going on, and they encourage you to book tickets to attend these open houses. But honestly, if you don't have a ticket and you come to Ross House, they're not going to stop you from coming in, because that's not the ethos of Ross House. Ross House by nature is an open door building.
And it is very, 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 very inclusive and welcoming of all people and all cultures, where people come together, and it is a friendly, welcoming place where I can feel the community spirit. I'm actually at Ross House quite a lot, but that's another story in itself. Now we're going to actually have to move on to the next important, because there's a couple more big events that are coming up here, and we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left. Now, the Lost Women Film Project, it's a call out. What's that about, Heidi?
Oh, thanks for mentioning this one, Raf, because there's the Heidi Everett on the Schizzi Inc. Roller coaster ride, and then there's the Heidi Everett on the Dodgem cars. And so I really appreciate being able to talk about my own personal work too. So Lost Women is a film project supported by City of Melbourne Arts, and I'm working with Sarah Barton and Ali Scott and various other collaborators. We're exploring the interconnection between schizophrenia and autism, particularly in older women in the psychiatric system. So I'm really curious to know what happened in the mid-20th century to all these young women, these young girls, who were missed, who were not seen by any support systems, that they were neurodiverse and, you know, quite possibly autistic. And these people, you know, masked and camouflaged and mimicked their way right up to young adulthood, where things started to go pear-shaped, and they've ended up in the psych system or the justice system or, you know, the welfare system, because those systems that they were copying, you know, haven't led to great outcomes. and this is my story too. So we're investigating that junction of how some women didn't end up in those remedial service systems and went on to relatively, and I'm saying relatively, functioning lives with, you know, education, work, families, careers, mortgages. And then another group the same age ended up in those welfare systems diagnosed with schizophrenia, because the two are interrelated up to a certain point. So why were they missed, and how come some women didn't end up in such, you know, traumatic situations? But both sets of women were late diagnosed. So one group come out loud and proud because their kids were identified as autistic and they see themselves in that and they're loud and proud about it. I'm autistic too. And then this other group that come up to me in workshops that I run in psych wards and various mental health settings, and people say really quietly, they say, "Oh, Heidi, I think I might be autistic. Oh, don't tell anyone. Oh, am I allowed to say that? Oh, I don't even know if I can say it. Oh, I think I might go get a diagnosis. I'm not sure." And so I want to explore why one group is, you know, really out and proud and loud about it, and the other group is absolutely terrified of even mentioning it.
Well, is it Heidi? Heidi, now, if people want to contact you about that, what do they do?
Oh, please do, because I'm looking for interviewees and it's a paid gig too. So if you are in that very, very specific niche situation where you were diagnosed with schizophrenia as a young woman, and now later in life you're identifying as autistic, you can email me at Sky Beans, which is Sky, S-K-Y, B for Benny, E-A-N-Z, at gmail.com.
And in the subject line, put the words "lost women." Interviewees will be paid as well, but it's specifically for females who were specifically formally diagnosed with schizophrenia as young adults who are willing to go public about that experience. And we are going to have to move on to the final event, and it's something which, if you do happen to get to this event, well, you are talking with a published author, Heidi Everett, with from her book, her memoir, My Friend Fox, and it's the Neurodiverse Writers Online Workshops with Writers Victoria. And Heidi, your session is on the 21st of July, starting at 8 p.m.
Thanks for the reminder, Raf. I got a chronic dysfunction around times and dates, so I really appreciate reminders. So Writers Victoria have a program for disabled writers, and neurodivergent mental health fall into that, and deaf as well, called Writeability, and it's a fantastic free program for any writers out there who identify and want to be part of a great community. And Writeability have a neurodivergent writers workshop going on at the moment every Monday night at 8 o'clock online. It's free, and some brilliant workshops have happened already with some really renowned disabled authors. It only goes for an hour, and they're very popular, and there's no limit to how many people turn up. So you meet some incredible networking. Mine's on the 21st, and we'll be talking about writing with me, and we'll do some fun exercises, get you thinking.
Right. Now, I'm going to just repeat that information for all those people that are listening to Heidi's words of wisdom. That's the Neurodiverse Writers Online Workshops. Check out the Writers Victoria website for that. Heidi is running a session on Monday, the 21st of July. It does start at 8 p.m. and it is free. It is on every Monday night until the 4th of August. As a person that is creative, you'll be in for an absolute treat by going to those workshops, and they are free, and it's a great way to actually connect with other people as well. Now, one of the things, last thing, just before we're going to go, quick little plug to Heidi. When it comes down to access and inclusion. So a very little known fact, which I'm going to go public with. I can cut this out later, but I also remember, Heidi, you did whole commitment to access and inclusion, Auslan, and how you went through and you did the course, a certificate in it. Well done.
Thank you, Raf. I encourage everyone, if you're thinking about learning Auslan, do it and go through Melbourne Polytechnic, because you'll learn from deaf teachers, which is really important. And once you've got Auslan, you got it. It's great.
Yeah, well, that's actually just a little nod to Heidi about that commitment to what access and inclusion does mean. And it's just something which, Heidi, I said many, many congratulations for putting your hand out and showing people this is actually how to actually go about all of this. And finally, to wind up this bonus interview, we'd like to thank Heidi Everett from Skitzy Inc. In fact, Heidi is the chairperson of the Skitzy Inc. organization to do with Skitzy Inc., which is mental health, especially schizophrenia related. What is the best way for people to find out more about Skitzy Inc., like their website?
www.skitzy.org. Skitzy.org.
Yep, well, that's got Skitzy Inc. always does have a lot of workshops on embracing people around mental health to explore their creativity. I'd like to thank Heidi Everett very much for freely giving up her time to appear on The Boldness. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you, Raf, and I really respect the work that you do for The Boldness as well, and all the work that you do with photography and storytelling and writing, and I'm sure your listeners know how incredibly prolific you are too in the arts and in personal advocacy as well. One day we'll turn the microphone back at you, Raf, and interview you.
I'm actually one of those very, very bad people to interview. I interview people, I enjoy it, but kind of like I'm basically essentially in retirement, semi-retirement, and the only things which I actually put out, people approach me directly, and it's pretty much a closed shop as well, because since I've had the shoulder injury, I'm enjoying retirement and the quiet life, doing The Boldness. But thank you very much for remembering all of that. It's been great talking with you, and hopefully I'll see you at one of these events if it is possible. It is now time for us to say farewell. Keep listening to 3CR, because if you don't think the revolution has started, you have been listening to the wrong station. Thank you for joining and listening to the podcast of what is happening in Disability Pride Month in July from one of the great leaders. Thank you very much.